I'm firing on all three cylinders,
and
folks.
And we're live.
Like a Geo Metro. I'm the...
Firing on all three cylinders?
All three cylinders, baby.
Does it really have
actually
three cylinders?
So warm. It is so warm here, I'm taking my fleece off.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That's why we're glad this is not video.
I put anything remotely warm away in the closet mid-February.
Shut up, Alan. I'm wearing flannel pajamas. Don't laugh.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Okay. Although it is raining here and not snowing.
Precipitation takes on another physical state.
Right. Yeah, it's like a Cleveland thing. Hey, like 5 months out of the year, it might not be cold enough to snow.
No.
No way. Precipitation can't come in liquid form. That's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk.
Well, we're as Jay and I were talking before we went live, we are a little less weird tonight.
I know. Aw.
Actually, we're a lot less weird tonight.
What is Weird doing this week?
He's in Florida. He's in
Florida?
Yeah.
God. What's in Florida except mosquitoes?
He's got family down there.
Yeah. Not snow.
I suppose that's an excuse.
Holy smokes.
What?
Kansas just became state number 5.
Idaho did too.
Oh, that's right.
Not Texas.
Yeah, not Texas. Kansas and Idaho can do it, but not Texas.
What is with Texas? What's your problem? I mean, everybody assumes, like, everybody who's not from the United States assumes that Texas is like this rootin' tootin', Wild West, everybody open carries kind of state.
I will take a few moments to explain the situation, since you asked.
Should we start the podcast?
Yeah, we've started.
Play the music.
We're live.
No, play the music.
Oh, you want to play the music and then?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. In his honor, hello, internet. There. Somebody had it.
There we go. Wrong switch. It is Thursday, April 2nd, the day after April 1st, so you can believe everything we say today. 2015. This is episode 144.
Woot.
Yesterday, if we'd had a show.
This is a gross episode.
It is a gross episode. I was thinking that too.
We should have capitalized on that.
Ooh, gross.
Gross.
If we'd had the show yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
The April Fool's Squirrel Report. One of these days we'll have one. But
it'd be a show of lies.
Not today. This is not a fake but accurate show. This is true and maybe sometimes inaccurate.
We try anyway. We try for accuracy.
Yes,
it's not like we outright fabricate things.
Now, anyway, Texas. How did Texas get to where it is today? Well, they have this thing called the Civil War. And after the Civil War, they did not want the newly freed slaves to be tramping up and down the streets, carrying guns and scaring the white women.
Okay.
Which is remarkably the excuse they use today to keep people from carrying guns in public.
Okay.
Don't scare the white women. So you can see how far we've progressed.
With the moms against whatever.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Moms Demand Hot Action.
No, Jay.
It is Moms Demand Action, which is one of the most unfortunately named.
Is it really?
Yes, it really is.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's like Don Glover's Twitter feed.
Wow.
Anyway, so they passed a law around the time of the Reconstruction, basically saying it was illegal to carry guns about in public. Unless you were traveling. And the fact they didn't really the whole traveling thing's really not in law. It's just it was historically a defense you could use if you were, you know, on trial for carrying a gun. Well, I was traveling or hunting or, you know, whatever. Until, what was it, 95 when we got followed in the footsteps of Florida and got a shall issue concealed carry. Whereupon a whole bunch of people in Texas started making a nice living from standing up in front of people that didn't want to be there for 8 hours and telling war stories about their time as operators or / ex-cops / whatever. And that's why we don't have open carry today. Because there's too many people that make too much money. And I mean, it is literally, you know, I've called it a lot of times. I call it the CHL mafia in Texas, because there is a large population of concealed carry holders and people involved in CHL training industry that are absolutely dead set against allowing anyone to open carry guns anywhere for any reason.
So, in contrast, why are Ohioans allowed to open carry?
Because you were never not allowed to open carry.
Right. Because it was like we didn't never put it in the Ohio thing, and, you know.
Right.
Well,
you didn't have enough racists.
I'm sorry, Alan.
You didn't have enough racists in your state that wanted it illegal.
Au contraire.
No, I said you didn't have enough. I didn't say you didn't have any.
Oh, you know what is really weird? And I just wanted to mention this whole, you know, they didn't want people carrying around guns in Texas and scaring the white women. In my experience, open carrying in Ohio, the people you scare the most are black folk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. White people are like, okay, maybe, you know, they've got something going on, and white people won't say anything, but black people, they have a serious problem with it.
Huh.
Yeah. The one and only time I ever got, I ever had a problem with open carry was I went to Walmart, and it was full of black people on a Saturday, and a black woman came up to me. And she was like the assistant manager, somebody. And she said a lot of people have complained. And I was like, I mean, you've seen me, Jay. I'm like 5 feet tall. I was wearing a skirt. I'm wearing a prosthesis and a gun. Come on, you know, it's like, I don't know. But apparently made a lot of people nervous. But it seems to be like, in more kind of like slightly urban areas, the black people get more nervous than the white people do. Just observation.
I wonder if that's because in their communities, only the criminals carry guns around.
It could be, but it also could be that they are immersed in liberal culture.
That's true.
And the whole community organizer culture where, you know, guns are bad. And they never stop to think, hey, I could maybe carry a gun to protect myself.
Yep.
Yeah. So just my observation.
Yep. Well, anyway, one of the leaders of the CHL mafia is a man named Charles Cotton in Texas, who runs a CHL chat forum.
Oh, okay.
And his pet project is apparently getting a law that would allow CHL carry everywhere in the state.
Okay.
So overriding the 30-06?
Overriding everything. Basically, his dream, and he, you know, I've worked on this for 10 years, to get CHL everywhere. And I'm like, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
That is never going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because the state of Texas respects property rights too much. They are not gonna tell you that you as a property owner cannot tell people they can't carry guns on your property. And as much as I like to carry guns, and as much as I like, I think people ought to, I completely support that because I don't want anybody.
Yep.
I think we tell people what to do with their property too much as it is. I you know.
I'm a firm believer of voting with your wallet.
Right. If you don't want me to carry, come on your property carrying a gun, I'll go somewhere else that will.
Right. I won't come on your property, yeah. Period.
Not a problem.
It's very simple.
Yeah. It's not a problem. And yeah. So anyway, that's where we sit. Now, fortunately, this year we've had the TSRA on board, and which seems to have miffed a lot of people in the CHL.
How did that happen?
Well, they got enough popular support.
Huh.
People voting with their wallets.
Well, you know, it's like the Kansas and the Idaho thing today. The NRA ILA put out a huge press release. You know, the NRA ILA backed law for constitutional carry, and the TSRA is the state NRA affiliate organization for Texas, the Texas State Rifle Association, and they're pretty much nothing happens gun law wise without the TSRA supporting it, and in the past they did not support open carry at all.
That's awesome that they came around.
Yep. Well, the previous excuse was, well, nobody's interested in it. And this year, immediately after that disastrous 2013 Texas session where the bills, the no gun bill even made it out of committee, they just were locked up. Immediately, there was a huge grassroots open carry movement in Texas that's gone on for like 2 years now. And they, you know, they did the open carry walks. They got the, you know, the infamous Tarrant County open carry people. You know, and you know, you had a lot of enthusiastic people that you know, some of them went overboard, but it proved that there was a lot of grassroots support for open carry in Texas. And I think without that, we still wouldn't be having it. So anyway, that's enough Texas politics.
Well, good luck, Texas.
That's right.
And hopefully, Texas. And hopefully,
join Idaho.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, hopefully in 2017 we can get a license-free open carry passed after, you know, another 7 or 8 states do it.
Oh,
which is what it'll be by then.
No, they're just going to wait. Once Oklahoma does it, Texas is going to be
Texas,
ashamed.
Oklahoma already did it.
They already have permitless carry?
Yes. They have a permitless open carry. I think they still require a permit for concealed carry.
Sorry, but I was thinking Vermont style.
Yeah, it's not Vermont style, but they have open carry.
Idaho and Kansas Vermont style, or were they just
no? It's
okay.
If I read the press release right, is license free open carry, open and concealed carry.
You know what? If this keeps spreading, we're not going to need national reciprocity.
I know.
It's basically going to be okay. California.
Yeah.
Illinois, and most of the northeastern seaboard.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. The main U.S.
What's that?
The main U.S.
Yeah. America. In America, you can open or conceal carry.
Yeah.
In the CUSA, and we don't mean Confederate.
Nope.
Oh goodness.
Anyway, we did have some topics.
We actually
have some good topics. It's the end of the world.
It is.
But we want you to call in because 214-530-0036, especially if you've never called in before or you've called in a long time ago and you're scared and you don't think we want to hear from you or anything. We really do. Actually, we want to hear from you more than we want to hear from the people that call all the time because we're kind of bored with them. Sorry.
Oh, Alan. That's not nice.
He's the one that said it, Rita. I'm just saying.
No, we like everybody that calls. We like the regular callers. We like
don't
the ones that
Alan.
Don't call. Anyway, it's the end of the world.
We know it.
Yeah, we have a, what is it, an Easter blood moon?
And Eclipse.
Yeah.
And it's, something else. I don't know. It's a little creepy.
It is the end of the world. So what we want to know is, what is the number one thing on your end of the world bucket list?
We have a blood moon with a total lunar eclipse.
Oh, yeah. You somebody's going to choose the form of the destructor. It ain't going to be me because my mind's a blank. But it, somebody's going to pick it. Telling you, Gozer, it's coming.
I really didn't get that into Ghostbusters. I mean, I watched the movie, but I didn't, you know, delve into the whole cult of Gozer thing.
Wow.
Although I'm sure it is as valid, you know, because we have religious freedom now. As valid
oh, God.
As all the other cultures.
That's right.
And we should respect that. Even if they don't want to make wedding cakes for gay people.
Or pizza. Don't forget pizza.
Or pizza.
Oh my God, those horrible people. They went public saying they didn't want to make pizza for gay weddings.
Well,
we have come to a point in this country. I just want to state this. We've come to a point in this country where everything is like stupid. Everybody is offended about every stupid fucking thing. It's like a contest now. Oh, I'm part of this group. I'm going to be offended about this. You know, it's like everybody tries to one-up each other about being offended. The religious freedom thing, basically, in my mind, is a free market thing. If you're gay.
Yes.
And you want a wedding cake, give your money to somebody who will take your money to make you a wedding cake. What is the fucking problem? I don't even understand. I do not even understand.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, well, I do.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
The problem is we've already got protected classes.
Oh,
they want in on that protected class status.
I for the record, I think gay marriage is great. Go ahead, get married, you know, whatever. Do your thing. I'm happy for you to be married. As long as it is exactly the same as heterosexual marriage under the law.
That's right, damn it. You have to be just as miserable as everyone else.
Well, not just that, but the benefits and the divorce and everything should be exactly the same. However, I think the people who are reacting to these sorts of laws are reacting to the fact that not everybody is as enthusiastic about gay marriage as they are.
Well,
I think that's the problem. They want everybody to accept them and love them and give them wedding cakes. And they're offended that people don't want to give them wedding cakes because they're gay. You know what? Get over it. Go to another baker.
Yeah, find another bakery. This is crying out for a free market solution.
Give some other baker your money. The end. Yeah. It will solve itself, really.
Well, the big problem is why the entire nation is stirred into a froth.
Yes.
Over a law in Indiana, right? Mm-hmm. Indiana. That is the exact same law as laws in all the other states and the United States of America that was passed during the Clinton administration.
Right.
By Clinton, with 100% of the Democrat legislature voting in favor of it. I might add. Overwhelmingly voted in.
Right.
While we're in a froth over that.
Right.
What are we not paying attention to?
Well, here's the thing. As long as it was Native Americans doing peyote.
Oh yeah.
Because of their religion, it was all okay. But as long if Christians say, "Well, I don't want to make a wedding I'm a Christian bakery. I don't want to make a wedding cake for Jim and Bob getting married." Suddenly it's a problem. It's a double standard. It's, I don't whatever.
I can't imagine why Jim and Bob want that crappy cake made in that place anyway. I certainly wouldn't. Would you? Right. I mean, I would not. They'd probably spit in it. I mean, come on.
You know what the solution is?
What do you want?
More gay bakeries.
Well, there you go.
Which was frankly kind of surprising to hear to begin with. That there aren't more.
As a straight person, I would go out of my way to order my cake from a gay bakery.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just saying.
You know, it would be fabulous.
It would be.
Totally. Hello.
I'm
sorry.
I'm going to hell, folks.
No, you're not, because it's true.
I do have to admit, the most amazing vegetarian lasagna I've ever had in my life was made by a gay couple.
See?
I mean, it was just phenomenal. It wasn't very fabulous, but holy smokes, it was good.
So meanwhile,
yeah,
we have the Obama administration capitulating to Iran on the nuclear thing.
Hey, they are very close to issuing a proclamation describing why their announcement about the agreement is late. So,
They what was it? The deadline was March 31st, and they announced that they came up with a framework for proceeding.
Yes, yes. An announcement for a framework of proceeding.
Yes, that's right. It's just, you know, this. Yeah. And you know, Yemen is imploding. You know, the Chinese have sent troops into Yemen.
Oh my God! What? This is the first I've heard of that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The Chinese.
Oh. To what end? Oh my God!
Because the country is disintegrating, and they were like, "Help us!"
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we're, you know, this whole Indiana law thing is front page headline news, and there's the rest of the world is falling apart, and you know, mostly because of the feckless Obama administration, and the media absolutely refuses to cover any of it.
Well,
that would you know, involve actually letting people know that Dear Leader is, you know, less than 100% wonderful. That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
It's astonishing how they're still kind of hanging on to that.
Well, not really, in my opinion, because they're like, you know what, we've pushed this guy twice and we're just gonna push this guy across the finish line. They're not gonna say, you know what, we screwed up twice. We've been carrying this dude's water, and you know, we finally just realized he's a complete and utter dumbass.
Which makes them complete and utter dumbasses.
Right, right. Exactly. For carrying water for him not once but twice. Yeah. I think Chance had the most awesome statement about Ted Cruz. No way the American people would vote for a single term president with a funny sounding last name with no experience. It's like, oh man.
No way.
Well, you know, that brings up one of our other topics is Ted Cruz says he's running.
Yay.
Elizabeth Warren says she is not.
That's surprising.
I was shocked.
I'm not.
I was shocked. I would expect her to at least play coy about it a little longer.
Yeah.
Even if she's not running, she can at least play coy about it, form an exploratory committee, rake in some Cantrain contributions, do a little power brokering, and then say, oh yeah, I'm not running. Just to say she's not up front, unless she's hoping for a draft Warren movement, which I don't see happening.
Which means she's been offered something.
Well, that's what I was going to say. A Clintonista's, made her an offer she can't refuse,
some
or chair something.
Of some board somewhere that she's going to make $1 million a year or something.
Or a vice president slot.
What?
Or you get to keep living. I mean, this is the Clintons we're talking about.
The Vince Foster angle.
Yeah.
Although the Clintons are not doing so well.
No, they're not.
No, Hillary is not looking so good.
Again?
Well, yes.
Wait.
Still.
That's a mighty big assumption that she ever looked still good in the first place.
Still is the word. I don't know, between the email thing, although it's so far out now. I mean, if we're looking at the political kind of thing, it's like so far removed from when people really start paying attention. I mean,
yeah, people
all of
don't...
us, we start paying attention really early. We pay attention all the time. We read the news, we read Drudge, all the political stuff, we pay attention all the time.
Yeah, the rest of the country will start paying
attention.
The rest
of the country, you know, maybe start paying attention maybe end of October.
Yeah.
And so this whole email, I had this thought earlier, and I thought, maybe the Clintons leaked this email thing themselves to get it out there way before people started paying attention.
So by the time October runs around, they can go, that's old news. Why are you?
It's old news.
Dude,
nobody's
paying
attention. Nobody cares. Yeah. Right.
What difference does it make?
Right.
Hey, it worked before.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think about Hillary Clinton, except for the fact that I do know that, again, I know this sounds sexist and kind of misogynistic or whatever, but she looks like a old grandma person. And judging by the last election where they were pitting, like, how handsome is Mitt Romney compared to Barack Obama? They were like doing like whole, you know, schematics of their facial bone structure and their teeth and their hair and, you know, this whole thing. They were doing this like comparison between like how good looking are they and will they win and who, you know, and I'm thinking, and they're going to throw Hillary Clinton into this? I don't know. Maybe the game will change because it's a woman, but I don't think so.
I think they're waiting to see who emerges as the Republican frontrunner.
Mm.
I think that's it. Because if the Republicans throw out, you know, another rich old white guy, mm-hmm. Hillary's in. No question about it. But I think if you see even Ted Cruz, I mean, Bobby Jindal, Alan West, you got a real struggle.
Jindal doesn't have a chance.
No. But no, Alan West.
Alan West doesn't have a chance.
I know, but he has my vote.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chance.
I know.
He's Uncle Tom.
Damn it.
Well, yeah.
That's what they'll call him. They call
Powell.
Supreme Court. They call Colin Powell an Uncle Tom. And Uncle
he wasn't Uncle Tom. He was the House N-word.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my. That's nice.
Harry Belafonte.
Yep.
There's the tolerance of the left.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
That call in number 214-530-0036. I know you're dying to call in.
Don't make us turn this podcast around.
That's right. I see you people in chat. Don't think I don't see you.
What is your end of the world to-do list, Jay?
My end of the world to-do list would be a case of Camels and smoke the whole damn thing.
Oh, Jay, that's terrible. Oh
hey,
God.
World's ending. What do I care?
Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
You know, here's the thing. I thought, you know, when Rita first suggested this, I thought, oh, that's a great topic. And then I thought, what would I do? And then I kind of got off on the wrong tangent because I started thinking of my terminal cancer list.
Oh,
which
no.
is completely different. And I'm like,
it's
the end of the
different.
World.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because my terminal cancer list involves a list of people that I want dead.
Okay.
My end of the world list does not involve that because they're going to die anyway.
Right.
Oh.
I don't care.
We've got better things to do.
That's right.
You know,
I'm going to sit down. This is, you know, I'm going to eat like lobster. I'm going to eat stuff that's going to kill me because that I've never been able to eat before. You know, I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to go out with a, you know.
So Alan is going to give himself anaphylactic shock.
That's right.
Jay is going to collapse his lungs.
That's right.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
There will be lots of bourbon, because I won't care if I'm hobbling if it's the end of the world.
How, if it's the end of the world, like, how much notice do we have?
None.
None?
Oh, not none, because that's poof and things are gone. What? Say like a day.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God,
you know,
okay.
You got one day, world's ending.
Yep.
It's not enough time.
Actually, you know what? I think a real end of the world would be completely unexpected and poof.
Poof. Although we have this warning with the blood moon and the eclipse and the Easter thing.
Unless it's the giant asteroid that they see coming for like, you know, 3 weeks.
Armageddon.
Yeah. And there's not a day, because unlike the movies, our NASA could not do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, no.
Hmm.
We would have better luck all pushing on the Earth the same way.
Yes. Everybody, let's
move it.
Everybody jump. At the same time.
Yeah. Everybody jump up, and when we land, China has to jump too.
Yeah.
Whee!
So, yeah.
Well, I think for my end of the world, I think I would definitely smoke cigarettes. And, you know what? I think I would tell the truth.
Ooh.
Oh.
Because you know everybody has their secrets, right? I think I would just tell the truth. If I have a day left and everybody has a day left, then...
Yeah, might as well.
I think I would tell the truth.
Brutally honest Brita.
That's right.
Then that woman at Walmart would have a reason to be afraid of you.
Damn right. Oh, my God. Talk about having a list.
Maybe they weren't afraid of you because of the gun. They were afraid of you just because it's you.
Because Brita,
and you make people nervous.
Pocket Amazon.
I don't even understand that. I'm very small, and I'm usually very nice.
Yes, but you have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
I really do.
I think they can see it in your eyes.
Some people can tell that, and it scares them.
Well, good.
As well it should.
I think that's my smoking cigarettes and telling the truth. That's my plan.
That's a good plan. I think so.
We have to ask Weir next week.
Even if it does scare me a little bit.
Oh, well, everybody should be scared. There's a long pause.
All right, call in, you bastards.
Yeah, call in. Or I'm going to put on this hat and stare at you until you... just call me Gene Scott. And if you weren't watching late night TV in the 80s, you probably don't know who Gene Scott is.
I think that might be a Southern thing, because I have no idea
what you're talking about. Yeah, I think so, too, because I was watching David Letterman drop bowling balls off a 5-story building into the CBS late night movie.
He came on like after Letterman.
On the UHF
channels.
It's on channel 75.
Yeah.
He had to stand on 1 foot with tinfoil wrapped around the rabbit ears.
That's right. Dead air.
Are you listening to me type or something?
Yes.
Alan, you need to answer the phone.
Oh, shit.
Somebody call in.
Somebody is calling in.
Yeah, they are calling in. I'm just being clueless.
Do-do-do.
I'm sitting here going, doop de doop de doop de do.
Okay.
Boys, I will bore everybody with what I did this week.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to learn.
No. We still have time for that, Jay.
Yeah, we have time for that. As soon as the... I had to restart the phone thing. It was stuck. There we go. There. Now we have a caller.
We have 3 callers.
Yeah, we actually do. Sorry about that. The phone thing was locked up. It's Dennis.
I tell 4
Hello,
callers.
Folks. Hi, Dennis.
I know that dude.
How are you? Yes, you know this dude. How are y'all?
We're doing fine.
Good.
I'm surprised that no one had, that either Jay or Alan, not so much Brita, but Jay or Alan didn't say what I would do, the end of the world thing to do if you had one day left would be to go ahead and just, you know, do a little video of you dropping your trigger group out of your AR, taking a file to the sear and the catch, putting it back in, filming it on full auto, and then saying, "Hey, fuck the feds," and then posting it on YouTube. because you know, if you only have 24 hours left, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they're not going to come get you.
Right, no. They're not going to come get you. So that would at least be one of the things I would do. The other thing I would do is probably go out, find a Suzuki Hayabusa, and just find an open stretch of highway and open it up full throttle with no helmet. just to, or what the hell? If you're going to die, you might as well die having fun.
That's true. Although skidding for several hundred yards and having no skin left is not the way I'd prefer to die.
Ow.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, nah, at that a Hayabusa, at 220, you drop that bike, you're dead as soon as you hit the pavement. You know, you're rolling around like a lump of Play-Doh, you know.
Now that everybody's got that image in their brains.
You know, you're just rolling around like...
That is a good point, though. That is a good point. I could really see cutting down a double-barrel shotgun, like a la Mad Max, or just riding the Harley around, butt naked,
there
with
you
a colander on my face.
Oh, there you go. And you zip-tie it to your handlebars.
And, you know, one on each side.
One on each side, and you just sit there with, you know, you just shoot the shotgun as you're going, you're all Mad Max. There you go. That'll do.
Go.
Anyway,
we've got a better plan.
That's a
while
good
smoking
goodness.
A cigarette, because my Harley has a cigarette lighter on it.
What?
Your Harley
has
cigarette
lighter.
Lighters on them.
Oh, jeez.
Yes,
wow.
You can smoke a cigarette on a Harley.
Yep.
When you have that windshield big enough, because it actually forms a lot of dead space, dead air behind it. You know, I see guys smoking cigars and cigarettes on Harleys all the time.
I used to smoke on my Honda behind the windscreen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say hello, and if you haven't seen it yet, someone in Texas who does the squirrel thing. there's a picture of something you're getting next week.
Oh really? My holster?
Where?
Facebook.
How did I miss this?
I blame Facebook.
Well, because damn Facebook shows me stuff like 3 hours. Well, oh, looky there.
I don't see anything.
You just posted it.
I just posted a little while ago. Yeah. It first the first forming is done. It's drying till tomorrow. Then I have to stitch it, shove the gun in there, and it'll ship Monday or Tuesday.
Ooh, look at that. That's pretty.
I don't see
anything. That's for Texas.
I'll put a link in the chat. Maybe you can see this. If you can't, I don't
care. Now, Alan, you're not heading out to NRA next week?
I am not.
Okay, Brita, are you going to be there?
I am not.
You're not?
I know. It's very sad.
Wow, I was
Jay
okay.
Will
well,
be there.
I just Jay will be
I
there.
Will.
Yes,
there
I
go.
Will. Jay, well, I
I'll
will
be
seeing
running around
Jay.
Like a crazy man, but I'll be there.
Weird isn't coming down, is he?
I don't.
He's not
think
making
so.
A trip.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
think so.
I know that Chance is going to be out there. I mean, he only lives about 15, 20 minutes from me. So if I can go, I'm sure he can go. But I wanted to bring this up because talking about, you know, my wife and I were talking about the NRA earlier this week, and I had read somewhere, I just want to leave you with this, Brita.
Mm-hmm.
this struck me as very, very funny, okay? It was this past weekend, I was going through some archives of Who's that writer? David Kodrea?
Kodrea.
War on Guns.
He had written something where he basically took a few shots at who's that 3%er down in Arkansas or wherever. The guy that SAF hijacked your work.
I'm drawing
on
a blank. Michael.
Who that? Mike no. Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kodrea, it was a couple of weeks ago, Kodrea had written something where he took some shots at Vanderbilt. All right. And I was reading it and I was laughing to myself going, you know what? If only Breida could see this article, because back when SAF gave him that kind of sort of thank you for being a Second Amendment supporter award and this little plaque and everything else, you know, everybody was, you know, holding up Vanderbilt as, oh, he's such a great patriot and everything else. And then it wasn't too many months after that, it came out that he's on a federal pension.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's on the dole. Social Security, disability, a federal pension from a federal job, and yet he's all hellfire, you know, hate the government, you know, type thing. So I just thought that was interesting that Kodrea actually finally, like 4 years later, was taking a few shots at him.
The SAF has a kind of a bad track record. I love the SAF, and I think they do great work, but they have a bad social media track record as far as that.
Oh, yes, they do.
Vanderbilt, what was it? What was the magazine? Shit.
No, I don't think the magazine was Shit.
Alan, help me out.
Drawing a blank.
Something Warrior, something. Oh, God.
I don't know.
The people who gave Mike Vanderbilt the award at the SAF thing.
Oh,
I know who you were talking about.
Soldier
of
Fortune.
It was.
Thank you. Yes. So SAF got in line with that.
Yep.
And then not too long after that, they gave an award, like a media award, to like the ultimate. They gave a media award to the Truth About Guns.
Yes.
And they're
yes,
they are
did,
absolutely
to Farrago.
Yeah, Farrago. And he is absolutely the worst. You know, he steals stuff from other writers, and I don't know. So
yeah,
SAF, as good as they are on guns, and they have, you know, what's his face? Alan Gura, thank you. They need some social media help, I think. Just
oh yeah,
generally.
They need a lot of help with social media.
But you know, God bless them. They do good work anyway, and really, a social media thing is kind of like, you know, it's like insider baseball, really.
The thing that kills me is they've got Ray Carter, Jay Sinek, who works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they don't utilize him as more of the here you take care of the social media, because Ray knows social media inside and out, but they don't use him in that regard, which really, you know, makes me wonder, you know, who's steering that boat.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Anyway,
but I think on another level, kind of social media is kind of. I don't know. It's not as powerful as it used to be.
No. I think that social media is going the way of that blogs have done. In another 2 years, I think. Another 2 years is all that Facebook's got in it. Yep. And there's going to be some other thing that's going to come up.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be, especially the way they're choking post, you know, holding people's writing for ransom and all that. It's not a viable business model.
Right.
It's going to go away eventually. Anyway, I'm going to head on off and let you answer another phone call and take somebody else. Nice talking to you all. And hopefully folks that are listening, I'll see you all at the NRA meeting next week. Bye.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye, Dennis.
Yeah,
I like that guy.
Yeah, Dennis is cool.
He's a good. He's a good.
I don't know. I'll forgive the Second Amendment Foundation a lot as long as they keep paying. Alan
yeah,
Gura.
I will too. I will too. You know, Second Amendment as long as I've known Second Amendment Foundation on social media and internet and stuff, they just have not been so great.
Yep.
And you're God just... love them. You know, they have other things to worry about.
Yes.
And as long as they keep winning legal stuff, I'm whatever. Good for them. And
Rita, you just like them because you're taller than Alan Gottlieb.
Am I?
Yeah, you kind of are.
I might be the same height as Alan Gottlieb.
He looks a lot more dapper in a bow tie, though.
Yeah. I beg to differ.
Although we have not seen Rita in a bow tie.
Thank you, Jay.
We'd have to get
Alan Gottlieb and Brita in the same place with a bow tie.
Oh my
and we
God,
can judge.
Wouldn't that be so cute?
We can see who looks more dapper in a bow tie.
Me. Although I don't have a mustache, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, you could wear a fake one.
We'll see.
All right, let's take another caller.
Okay.
This is area code 763. Hello.
Hi, this is Fast Richard.
Hey, Fast Richard.
Hiya.
Fast Richard. I've seen that guy in chat.
Yeah, it's I'm actually at home. I actually have an adequate internet connection, so I can actually see the chat while at the same time listening and even look at links.
You're the one that usually listens to us dead, right?
Something like that, yes. I'm usually on the road in a big truck, and the internet connection is usually pretty flaky. But anyway, as far as this eclipse coming up, I was thinking I'd dig around and see if I can figure out a way to hook up a camera to a – I've actually got a telescope slash spotting scope that I might be able to hook a camera up to and see if I can actually take a picture. I don't get too worried about end of the world stuff.
No, you're living right.
Yeah, but if you got that camera set up, you might see it happen.
Yeah, who knows?
You might get pictures.
Might get good pictures.
Yep.
And then no one would care because it's the end of the world.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, wow. How do I get the stuff? How do I get the film developed in time?
Oh, well.
See how the only cameras I've got that have a chance of hooking up to this thing are film cameras. So.
Ooh, oh, dinosaurs.
My gosh. Actual
I got to look and see if I've got any film.
Wow. Do they make film still?
Yes, they make film.
Yeah, they still make it. Yeah.
Wow.
I've even checked into it, and I got a mailer to a place that develops stuff even. So.
I bet it ain't cheap.
Walgreens still has one hour photo.
Do they really?
Wow. Yes.
I have not.
Although I don't know what that means anymore. Like, will they print your digital photos?
I don't
or
know.
Are they processing actual film? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know that the local, like, Costco's and Sam's Club generally have scanners that you can scan your old slides and negatives and photos and stuff, turn them into digital. Yeah, but anyway, that's probably one thing I'll mess with. You were talking about the political races. I've never quite figured out why so many people like the Clintons.
I don't either.
Never seemed like anybody I would really want representing me.
That's an excellent point. They don't even give a pretense of being nice people. You know, usually the politicians, they act like they're your buddy, you know?
No. Bill Clinton says he feels my pain.
Yeah, but...
Bill's pretty good at the pretense. He's got that Eddie Haskell smile.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But Hillary, uh-uh.
Shark. Dead eyes.
Yeah.
Dead
She's not your friend, and you know it.
Yeah, I don't know. Hillary always reminds me of my first wife.
Oh, no. Oh, damn. I'd say I'm sorry and congratulations at the same time.
Yeah, well, so it goes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you could listen to us live.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Fast Richard.
Wow.
More callers. Wow. Yeah,
we do. This is area code 508. Hello.
I know who this is.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
It is the Arctic Elf.
The guy who's been sitting on hold since 9:05.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He's Alan. Tenacious, Arctic Elf.
Answer the damn phone, Alan.
I think for the end of the world, we'd have to buy Alan an actual state-of-the-art sound studio. We can do one more podcast.
Oh, we can do a live stream show of the end of the world.
End of the world.
Live, that's right.
End of the world score report.
End of the world score report.
We'll get you a real studio and some actual some minions and techs. And
wow.
I like this idea.
With bourbon and colanders.
Ooh.
Alan can't drink because then he would fall asleep.
That's true. I would fall asleep. And then I'd miss the end of the world. What? That would be a shame.
If it's the end of the world, we'll get you some cocaine.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
With Alan on cocaine and bourbon.
Oh, no. Woo! Oh, my God.
What could possibly go wrong?
Seriously.
The end of the world. Everything has gone wrong.
Yeah. Who cares at this point?
I think the other key thing to point out about the end of the world, especially if you've got 24 hours notice, I presume everyone who's listening to this already has their magazines loaded.
Yes.
But the decision paralysis when you open the door to the safe.
Oh, that's a good point. Which one?
Yeah.
Which is your little friend?
Which two or three? I mean, you only got two hands.
I got more than two slings, though.
No, that's true.
Well, but, I mean, but there's still a limit.
Yes. Yes, there is.
You still got to be able to carry some ammo.
Crap. And who's going to load the magazines?
Again, I presume you already have all your magazines loaded.
No, I don't have them all, because I got a lot of magazines. And they're not all loaded.
Why don't you store your magazines loaded, Alan?
Because
5 gallon bucket.
Because I
filled with loaded magazines.
Because I bought a whole shitload of magazines when they got really, really cheap, and I never loaded them.
Oh well. So on the politics topic, of course, Weird's not here for this, but I want to congratulate the guys at Goal and everybody else in Massachusetts who got Clear Channel to take that goddamn billboard down outside Fenway. Jay knows the billboard I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a little inside baseball. John Rosenthal.
I don't have a clue about what you're talking about.
Fenway Park is right up against the Mass Pike I-90 coming out of Boston. And there's been this, like, I don't know what, 100-yard-long billboard on the side of the highway with some, like, the worst Brady campaign talking points. Yeah. Even Weird won't bother to mock.
Hold on.
I
got a Boston Globe story that has the billboard. I'm putting in a chat right now.
Jay can link that. This asshole's been funding this thing forever. And the Massachusetts NRA affiliate started a public pressure campaign a couple days ago.
Just the billboard.
Who owns the billboard? And got them to pull it down.
Cool.
Yeah. So of course the new, the mayor of Boston and Rosenthal, and I actually saw it on Huffington Post, and I'm using all the hippie tears from my Facebook feed to lube my ARs for the next 10 years. But that's good on them.
Yeah, stop. Rosenthal is the founder of Stop Handgun Violence, which is really ironic because the billboard is all about assault weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Fewer people every year than 5 gallon buckets.
The Red Sox bought the garage where the sign was stuck on, and they said, nope, you got to take it down.
Yep.
Yeah. But the whether, you know what, whether it was entirely the Red Sox just saying we don't want any part of that, or whether it was Goal's public pressure campaign, the Huffington Post blamed it on Goal by name.
Oh, that's good.
So, nice.
You know what? The boys from Goal deserve credit for that.
Way to go, Jim Wallace.
In Massachusetts. That's right. Jim and John and
John Green.
I don't know if Angie's still there. Yeah.
They're a good group of folks.
Any of your Massachusetts listeners, tell John Green I said both hi. And buy that man a beer or six.
Okay.
Get it done.
We've had Texas politics and Massachusetts politics. All right.
We got another state in here. Thanks for calling, Arctigalf.
Thanks, Arctigalf.
All right. Have a good night.
We have more callers.
More callers.
People always call at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Where's Amanda's call?
Actually, they call it the beginning of the show. We just don't take them.
Alan, that's your fault.
It was locked up. I didn't know. Sitting here going, hey, nobody's calling. Area code 602. Hello.
That's probably me.
It is you. Who is you?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yay, hey, Kevin. Doing?
Wait a minute. The Kevin?
Yeah, the one that's not Kevin Bacon.
The star of Footloose and Tremors?
Yeah, that, not that guy. That's the one.
Oh, the other one. The smart
one.
The
other guy.
Yeah, this is what I miss, Vicious Circle with a 3.5-hour podcast.
Yeah, I don't miss those.
But
I'm abusing
the company cell phone, so
all right, cool.
I'm on my way home from a job site and figured I'd just call in.
Awesome,
great.
Thanks
for calling.
What's your plan for the end of the world, Kevin?
I would hope I'd have enough time so that I could find Ted Rall and kick him in the balls twice.
Nice.
I don't want to kill him. I just want to make him hurt.
Kick him in the balls. Twice.
Nice. Yes, one for each ball.
Okay.
Assuming he's actually got Jenny, but, you know. But if that's the only time I've got, that's what I'd like to use it for.
Okay.
Wow. That's a good one. I like that.
Well, you know, that's the best I can do.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That may be the winner.
Okay. You guys take it easy. I'm going to fill up.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Bye.
Wow. And we have more callers. Area code 352. Hello.
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 Greetings, caller.
Hello.
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 C90. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, what a decade. All right. End of the world, huh?
That's right.
Since it's theoretical, of course, it may not be theoretical because I think I read someplace that NASA wants to first see if it's possible to redirect a asteroid by ramming a unmanned spacecraft into it.
I read that.
It's the same guys that tried to land Explorer on the surface of Mars and forgot that inches and metric systems don't work together too good. And the second one is they want to try and orbit an asteroid around the moon.
Huh.
So I think you better start saving up your ammunition.
Well, shoot the comet.
Well, no, I guess they figured it was easier to...
First of all, it's the end of the workers of the DMVs and all the states will be the first to go. Then we'll go for BATF. This is theoretical, mind you, there, NSA. And then, and only then, liberals, you know, get your FUD hat and little T-shirt saying, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting whibbles.
Yeah, but then they'd miss the end of the world, too. That's no fun.
They don't get sure of it. And at the last minute, you got to save up some tracer rounds because we can have a mad minute shooting a hell of a lot of tracers into the air. the last minute of anything.
There you go. But, well, you know how they always tell you don't shoot up in the air. I guess if it's the end of the world, you can shoot up in the air all you want.
It's not 90 degrees.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, some of the people who shoot up in the air and up in New England haven't learned that around New Year's Eve in Rhode Island. Oh yes, and I got to get some Tannerite and get up to Rhode Island and blow up Nibbles Wood away.
I don't know what that is.
For those who don't know, New England Pest Control in Providence, Rhode Island, has a giant blue cockroach sitting on top of their building. And they've had it for about...
Oh.
And fill it full of Tannerite and blow it up.
Blow up
right
cockroach.
By all the fuel oil and gasoline tanks, which are on the other side of I-95. So it'd be interesting.
Well, see how far. Make sure you get it on video.
Why? Yeah, I'll
post it to YouTube.
A nice video, but nobody be able to watch except the cockroaches, and they'd be upset.
Yep.
And besides which, you'd be spending all your time trying to get the cockroaches learn how to clean your guns because you don't put a gun away dirty.
Train cockroaches to clean your weapons.
Well, you ain't going to be around to clean them, and everybody knows that the cockroaches are going to outlast the end of the world.
This is true.
And they're going to have a lot of food.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for calling, C90.
Bye-bye.
C90.
Wow.
He is absolutely exactly as I imagined.
I know.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I love
okay.
it. Oh, man. All right, so who hasn't called?
Amanda hasn't called.
Damn it, Amanda.
I have a chat.
Well, it is.
It is time. After 10 o'clock now.
It is time, so.
That was a good show, guys.
Yeah, what did you do this week, Jay, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
In the minus 2 minutes, I actually traveled down to Academy. Formerly known as Blackwater, for Beretta's first tactical summit.
It has a bad connotation for the name. Did they change the name because of that?
Wait, they changed management.
Uh-huh.
So they just say,
likely story, uh-huh.
Well, told you the real reason. We'd have to kill you. Come on. It's an impressive facility. It really is. They've got 360 degree shoot houses. They have, Brita, you'd love this, a 1200 yard range.
Oh, whoa. Yes.
It's
Brita
awesome.
Would love that. Brita would love it.
It was awesome. We got to do some really cool stuff. They had like awesome trainers run us through pistol, carbine, long range rifle, and shotgun. And It was really neat. We got to, experience a good chunk of the Beretta firearms world and get some good instruction, which was, it was a really, really good, useful time. And all of the different disciplines they had, as they put them, friendly competitions for all of the participants, there were some, I think, 17 gun riders.
Oh, and
somehow they all but the long range. The long range was simply the furthest distance we were shooting at was 800 yards.
Oh,
they had everybody take a shot, and then of the group that made hits, all of them took a shot, and then wintered it down to one winner. But shotgun, pistol, and carbine were timed, and apparently I had the fastest time on the carbines.
Yay!
So I was shocked. I they called my name. I was like, huh? What?
Good for you, Jay.
So I was shocked, but it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. A lot of pictures. Got a new shot of the Beretta APX. That's their striker fired gun. That's like vaporware. And it was time well spent.
Are you totally nerding out right now?
What's that? Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I'm like, the carbine was run by Pat Rogers from EAG Tactical, who's he is a character. You would like him, Bria. He's a short Irish man, looks like a leprechaun, could probably kill me 20 times over. Yeah, he's a real been there, done that kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
We had the pistol trainers, Ernie Langford, who's literally in the town I live in now. He handed me his card, and I was like, "You're my neighbor," which was funny. And my highlight of the whole thing was he actually came up with the first tactical, in the true sense, tactical rationale behind a DASA trigger.
Okay.
And that's because as you are drawing and presenting, you can be applying pressure to the trigger.
Right.
As opposed to on a single action. I'd never thought of it that way.
Oh.
Now, I've always heard that the big drawback of the SADA is you've got two different trigger pulls.
That's true.
And there was an actual solid rationale, or not rationale, but a way to deal with it.
I think that's a post hoc rationale. I don't think that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
But,
and a very, like, you better practice that shit before you
absolutely
apply it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it was we had awesome weather. We had great people.
Nice.
It was a really good time. I'm very happy I got the chance to attend.
Nice.
So big shout out. Thanks, Bretta. Thanks, Academy.
Thanks. Unspeakable group that we can't speak their name.
Unspeakable shadow group who is totally not part of the Illuminati.
Good.
Well, they probably do the fulfillment for the Illuminati.
They carry out the Illuminati's wishes.
So. All right.
On
that note, we'll see y'all next week.
Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.
That's right. Y'all have a good weekend and stay safe.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter. Yeah.
Hey. That's right.
Eat some ham.
Make sure you eat all those Jesus bunnies.
Jesus came out of his tomb and saw the sun, and he said, "There's six more weeks of winter, and eat ham." Isn't that how it works?
I want to know why we don't get a chocolate Jesus.
I have seen chocolate Jesus.
Full on chocolate. It's Jesus. Sacrilegious.
Oh, terrible.
Well, they do. There is a strong contingent of people that say Jesus was black. So I guess that's your chocolate Jesus.
There you go. Hallelujah. He is risen.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
And I'll be struck by lightning.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Yep. Y'all have a good night. Whatever. Bye.